Mobile.
And KK4 NXC.
How you doing?
Good, good. Just tootling to work.
Make sure you take a call.
Well, I am tootling in my Prius here. Best as I can do.
How's work going?
Not easy.
Getting anybody to come in and actually start working?
Oh, yeah. We've hired a couple of new guys. One of them didn't work out. We had to let him go, but I think I got two guys that are going to do real well.
Trying to weed through and find the right ones. You got to go through the other ones to get there.
Yep. How are you doing?
Too bad. I'm up and moving, so that's a good thing. I just wish I was back at the beach, I can tell you that.
Yeah, you liking that new camper?
I love that thing. It's just, you know, to go from a pop-up to a smaller travel trailer and now to this big, huge, triple slide-out travel trailer, it's just, it's a huge amount of difference. I mean, I love it. I'm scared to drive it. You know, once I do have to hook it up, it's going to be a fun trip home. But, you know, as long as there's no hurricanes, that thing will stay out on the beach indefinitely.
How long is that thing?
A 32-foot.
I like pulling a mobile home.
The taller than my last camper was, like, sitting up height way off the ground. So, it'll be fun if I ever have to drive it back from Myrtle Beach.
I'll get another one. It'll be one that sits up off the ground. I done tore one of the black water pipes out from under one time. And I told my wife, I said, if I ever get another one, I said, it's going to sit a good ways off the ground.
It is. This one is high compared to my other one. Like, it's the steps that come out of it, come out of the inside of it. Where my last one had it up underneath, and you only come down two steps. This one's got at least three before you even touch the ground, and it just sits so much higher. Like, I can't even reach the exhaust vent for the stove, where on the last one, you just pop it off. I mean, this is great.
Like, you got a good one. And is that considered a four season or what? I mean, as far as winter goes.
This particular camper is a four season. I don't know exactly what makes it that way besides, like, I know the hot water heater is set up a little bit different. I don't know. I really don't know what the difference is between a four season and a regular one. Still got to winterize it, I would assume. So I don't know what the big deal is to make it different.
Four season, from what I understand, is heavily insulated. And it's made to run during the winter.
This year I can put it to the test a little bit. Not the Myrtle Beach gets harsh winters, but it's getting cold down there.
Over yet, Patrick? This is the season that we
with you, because maybe I'm going bad over here.
I didn't catch it. I haven't stopped the truck yet. I'm hoping to go after it this weekend or first part of the week. I've got to get all the paperwork done to get the insurance covered and move along and all.
Still hadn't got the new one yet. Hey, Dad, I know you were talking about it. I don't think you'd already got moved over.
Patrick, Andrew, Ken, you guys have a safe day. KK4NXZ. Have a good day. Dan 410W.
I'm coming up on my bipole, so I'm going to stay in that for a little bit. So I can stop the other side. Andrew, if I miss you, sure you've got to go on and work.
Another 30 minutes anyway. I ain't done nothing on my radio here lately. I ain't even hardly turned my HF on. KO4CF. Nothing so terrible. It's just, you know, it just ain't worth it. Ever cycle 25, but so far I ain't seen anything but more noise on the coast. Now on Facebook, one of the Parks on the Air guys, he had to cut his vacation short because of that chemical fire up there in Illinois. Our sister plants.
New crisis looming, the COVID breakout in some shipping in China now, so they're saying that it could be starting to delay stuff, exports from China.
That one.
Well, yesterday, some, I don't know, they're having a COVID breakout of a different variant or something, and now shipping containers could be delayed from whatever port it is, and apparently it's one of the big ones that they ship like 40-something percent of exports out of. I'm like, oh, God, another excuse to have another crisis.
Radio parts.
I finally canceled that MFJ order. They gave my money back. Gonna be a fight, considering it's been, you know, what I ordered it in February. Here it was June, trying to cancel and get my money back. I figured they'd put up more fight, but they were actually pretty good about it and gave me my money back.
The only one, and that it's just a serious issue.
Right now, I'm ready for things to get back to normal.
They're having, you know, shipping problems. You can't get overseas containers, and then the, you know, one was supposed to come, it was scheduled to come to pick up, but then the ship got canceled. First time I ever heard of a ship getting canceled, but ship got canceled and that, and so they had no place to put the container and that, and just, man, we're just really struggling sometimes to get stuff shipped out.
Understand that. Shoot, they were saying in our article that the cost of shipping would probably about double. I don't know if it's just from that port or what, but, you know, and stuff from over there is so cheap that people might not actually, once they pay shipping, they might not have much left in their margins to make any profit off of it.
I don't know. It's been 3 or 4 weeks now. I've seen a picture that had, you know, about 20 big container ships anchored off of California waiting to be unloaded.
That's crazy. Yeah, I'm just ready for some normal. All right, Ken. I'm going to head on into work and turn the radio and truck off and start walking. So we will holler at you hopefully tomorrow morning. You have a safe trip into work. And like I said, hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
I hope you have an awesome day. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon or in the morning. KN4TFW.